This is Adam Davidson in New York. There was a quick response to China's revaluation of its currency. Many said the move was indeed far too small. Fred Tedesco is a manufacturer and a part-time exchange rate activist. He says the move is nowhere near his hopes.
No, it was terrible. It's absolutely worthless. What they did will have no effect on anything.
Tedesco says he and a lot of manufacturers are extremely disappointed. They hope the UN would move at least 20% against the dollar, not just 2%. To understand why he wants such a large move, he suggests looking at his own business. Tedesco owns and runs a Connecticut company that makes metal springs. He was at his desk this morning when he heard the revaluation news.
I've been working on trying to requote some other items to bring the price down so the customers don't have to move them to China.
The customer is one of the few companies that still makes bathroom scales in the U.S. Tedesco's springs are a key part of those scales. Chinese companies make scales for much cheaper, so Tedesco's customers said they need all their costs to go way down if they are to stay in the U.S. That means Tedesco has to cut his prices dramatically. He says this sort of thing happens all the time. He wouldn't mind fair competition from China, but he says that's not what he's getting. He says that because China's currency is artificially undervalued, every single Chinese company has an unfair advantage.
When the Chinese produce a product and they send it over here, they have a 45% advantage before they ever start.
Tedesco says most people think Chinese manufacturers are winning because they have cheaper labor costs. That's wrong, he says. American companies do pay more, but they're also more productive. To Tedesco, the big advantage China has is that its currency is kept artificially low by the Chinese government. Today's 2% revaluation does nothing to rebalance things. New York Senator Charles Schumer agrees that today's move doesn't go far enough. He's been one of the loudest voices in Congress demanding that China substantially revalue its currency. But today, he was giving China the benefit of the doubt.
This is a good first step, albeit a baby step. It's smaller than we had hoped. But to paraphrase the Chinese philosophers, a trip of 1,000 miles can well begin with the first baby step.
Schumer promised to keep the pressure on China. A few months ago, Schumer co-sponsored a bill to impose large tariffs on all Chinese imported goods if the country doesn't substantially revalue the renminbi. It's been a very bad time for China in the U.S. Congress. Schumer's is only one of many bills strongly condemning the country's currency policy. Clearly, Congress has heard from a lot of manufacturers, like Tedesco, who say a strong revaluation is needed. The system China announced today would allow the government to revalue its currency daily. Over time, those daily changes could add up to the substantial revaluation that Schumer and Tedesco want. Nick Lardy is with the Institute for International Economics.
I know some people are thinking that there will be frequent changes in the daily rate, and I certainly hope this is the case, but there's nothing in today's announcement that assures that that is the case.
Lardy expects that China will not continue to revalue the currency. If the country doesn't and the 2% change is all it offers for now, China will have done the absolute minimum. Lardy says this is likely to only further enrage people like Tedesco and Schumer and could cause further damage to relations between China and the U.S. There are no guarantees, he says, and every day now people will be asking, did they or didn't they move the currency a little bit more? Adam Davidson, NPR News.